This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County officials have voted in favor of exploring a lawsuit against the state to challenge the governor's stay-at-home order. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
In a motion made at this week's County Board of Supervisors meeting, John Pichon advocated that SLO County should break away from the Southern California region and return to the state's purple tier.
If you look at the numbers and you look at the counties around us, so we have done well with 50% beds available in the ICU on any given day.
Passing in a 3-2 vote, Pichon's motion directs County Council to look into the legal options of challenging the governor's order. Supervisor Debbie Arnold says the county should not be lumped with the LA and San Diego region, saying SLO County has succeeded in managing the virus. She cites construction at the beginning of the pandemic of the Cal Poly Alternative Care Site, a facility on the university campus prepared to handle a surge of 900 COVID patients if needed.
It was really an amazing feat. It was done in 1 month. It was the largest and the quickest in the state of California. In other words, we can take care of ourselves.
The idea of the lawsuit was met with opposition from supervisors Don Ortiz Legge and Bruce Gibson. Gibson says although he does believe SLO County should not be lumped with the Southern California region, he isn't in favor of suing because of a slim chance of actually succeeding in court.
I think it would be a waste of time and money and staff energy. The track record of lawsuits filed challenging the governor's order is that 47 of them, I think it is, have been rejected. Two are still in play. The analysis that I've heard of those two is that they have next to no chance of prevailing.
With the motion passing, the county's attorneys will now return at the next meeting on January 26th to present legal options in a closed session. But people can voice their opinions on the idea of possible litigation in that meeting before the supervisors close the floor to meet in private to vote on it. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.